What is your full name? Can you give me that?
Raymond.
And you were born?
Born in August the 31st, 1894.
I tell you what, Scotty, can I sit there?
Why don't you sit over here?
Yeah.
That way your father, I hate to mess you up like that, but that way your father, you can watch the tape before we're going too. You were born?
I was born right here. It's not this house, but the house was right here. In 1894.
I bet you've seen a lot of changes in the town.
Yes, quite a bit.
Was your father, was he a farmer?
Yeah, farmed all my life. And I'm not retired. I can't do nothing hardly. But the children work, and I still get my share. And in fact, I got a grandchild that I hired, you know. He does the work for me.
Can you tell me a little about the first house you were born in?
First house? Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
It was made like all the...
other house. Kind of a big house with a long porch on the east. It was always in the east.
Faces the east.
Long porch. And a two-room house. Two rooms. Then we added my daddy added a kitchen later on.
And a dining room and a porch.
Yep. Yeah, and we didn't have no school bus to go to school. The little bit I got, I just had to walk. My mother died in 1900, in June 1900. Then we stayed a year with the daddy. We were six children. And so he found out that wouldn't do. So we each moved one place to our uncle and aunt, you know, and they raised us a while. Well, for a good while. I was 14. See, I was 6 years old, not quite six when she died. And when I was 14, I came back on the place here. One of my sisters was living here. And I came back with her and her husband and her family, and my daddy was still here.
Well, the house had a... Now, how did you build a fire in the fireplace?
Brick chimney, a wooden chimney. It was a brick chimney, but just before that, there was no bricks. It was made with straw and dirt mixed up together. And a chimney, open fire.
Yes.
And a cook stove. Had to go cut some wood.
Over the fireplace, you had a
Shelf, you mean? Something like that, yeah, you had it.